Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick. And apparently some people believe in talking donkeys?
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
Alright, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it. Husband!
Wife!
Do you know what we're doing today?
Well, today is Sunday. Not only is it Sunday, It's the Big Bunny Bonanza.
Big Bunny Bonanza. Yeah, Happy Easter.
It's the Pastel Palooza.
Pastel Palooza?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It's the Big Extravaganza.
Oh my God. Stop.
Known as Easter.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Oh my gosh. There's something wrong with you. So what are we doing?
And this isn't just an everyday episode. This isn't just a regular episode.
No.
Some people are going to hear this bit right here, but they're not going to hear the rest of it. You know why?
Why?
Because this is a Patreon episode.
Patreon!
Yeah. So what are we going over today in our Patreon episode?
Have you ever heard people say they're giving up something for Lent?
I have.
And did you kind of like understand the words that they were saying, but not really know what the fuck?
I've come to understand what it is somewhat, but I have to admit that it was something that I didn't discover until almost adulthood, I think, and maybe even later adulthood. I don't know.
Well, I have to be honest and say I understood it to mean giving up a habit of something or just sacrificing something.
Sure.
But I didn't know the significance of it
Until...
tonight when I was doing research for it.
Yeah. Okay.
How about you? Did you understand?
I knew why? It was religious.
But so you didn't know either though?
Not really, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So that makes me feel better.
So Lent?
Lent.
We're going over Lent.
I'm giving up not knowing what Lent is for Lent.
And if you're new to this and you're deconverting or deconstructing, I'm sorry. You could. Give up religion for Lent.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
I'm just saying. Just giving you an idea, you know?
Just to give
It'll be kind of a, you know, not a mixed signals there, but, you know.
Just to give you a spoiler alert, Lent is done now. But that's okay. Oh, but shit. That's okay. Yeah, you could still, you could.
Next year then. Next
you could
year.
Give it up for anti-Lent. huh?
All right. So are you ready to get into this?
I sure as fuck am.
All right. Let's go do this.
Okie dokie. All right, so what is Lent?
What the fuck is a Lent?
Okay.
Other than stuff that's in your dryer.
That's There's Lent.
Whatever.
No, okay, Midwestern. Oh my God. FYI for those who are just now starting and haven't heard me complain about this before, but people in the Midwest can't tell the difference between E and I, so they think that pin and pen are the same word.
I mean, they
you,
are.
If you're in the Midwest, you probably just thought I said the same word twice, but I, in fact, didn't. So, okay. Anyway, Lent, not lint.
Got it.
is the solemn Christian religious observance.
Solemn.
Okay. And Christian. So I'm kind of bummed because I was like, for some reason in my head, I thought it was something Jewish. But it's not. It's very Christian because it commemorates the 40 days Jesus spent fasting in the desert and enduring temptation by Satan.
Oh.
Yeah. Which okay. We're not there yet. So we're like, who's a Jesus? And what?
And is this, was this like just prior to him being executed?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Or somewhere before
then.
Somewhere
in that realm of time. Yeah. Okay.
And this was according to the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, but not John.
Not John.
Yeah.
John did not believe in Lent.
I don't know. No, they weren't talking about Lent. They were talking about the days that Jesus spent in the fucking desert.
I just like giving you a hard time, so.
That was the 40 days he spent before beginning his public ministry, apparently.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. So all right. I don't know about that.
I didn't even know he really, I mean, I knew he had the Sermon on the Mount or whatever, right? But I knew he did some miracles.
Right. Something about fishes and turning water into wine.
Sure.
And his mom was supposedly a virgin.
But I don't know much about his quote-unquote public ministry.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it. I did kind of know he was in the desert, but I didn't know that's where Lent came from.
Yeah.
Lent is usually observed in the Catholic, Lutheran, Moravian, Anglican, United Protestant, and Orthodox Christian tradition, among others.
I was going to say, in my experience, I most relate Lent to
Catholic. Yeah.
At least where I grew up, anyway.
Sure. So. Some Anabaptist, Baptist, Methodist, Reformed, and non-denominational Christian churches also observe Lent. And I can say that I have seen it. I have seen some Methodists and some Baptists practice it. But yeah, I most often would, I guess at this point, put it with Catholics.
Right. Yeah.
But not Jewish
people. At least from where we live in our perspective in this portion of the world.
So, sure. Yeah. Sure. Which days are counted as being part of Lent? Oh no, what happened?
Well, this is a special Patreon episode, actually. Which means that they need to go to Patreon and subscribe as a patron in order to listen to it.
Okay, well, I guess that we are going to go do that now.
Yeah, just head over to patreon.com/sacrilegious discourse, become a member for as low as $2 a month, and you'll have access to all these special things and goodies, too. So, you know, go do that.
So this was just a teaser.
Yeah, teaser.
Okay, just checking. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye.